Saga Egmont presents The Cottage by the Loch by Kennedy Kerr, read by Helen Goldwyn. For All the Romantics. Prologue. Five Elms Hospice, August 2022. My girl Zelda. The staff here at the hospice have suggested that I write you a letter. They say it's a thing people do at this stage of the illness so that I can tell you everything I want to and get any last secrets out into the open. They also said I could make a book of photos of me for you, like you don't already have them. Or maybe they think you'll forget what I look like. I'm not doing the photo book thing. It's just not my style, and I know you'll remember what I look like, because, girl, you look just like me. I've told them that I don't have any secrets from you, but they still said I should write the letter, so here it is. I hope that when you read this, you know that I love you, and I am crazy proud of you. You are the best thing that I have ever done with my life. I am so proud to have been your mom. I'm just sorry that I have to say goodbye a little earlier than I hoped. I did the best I could for you, and I know it was tough sometimes. Thank you for always being such a good kid and taking it on the chin. Your dad missed out by leaving us, I'll tell you that much. At some point, you may want to get in touch with him. And if you do, you have my blessing. Or you might not. That's okay, too. I'm sorry, though, that I don't have any contact details for him and have him for a long time, so you would have to find him some other way. If I had one piece of advice for you, Zelda, it's to be strong. I always taught you to be independent and follow your heart, so keep doing that. And when life gets you down, remember what Maya Angelou said. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. I know you're gonna be okay. But remember that when I'm gone, you shouldn't grieve for me too much. Life is for the living. So live it as best as you are able, my sweet girl. You may not think that I lived the life I wanted, but I made the most of what I had. And so should you. May your days ahead be busy, and your nights filled with comfort. I'll love you always, Zelda. I'll be watching over you. Mom. Kiss, 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 kiss. 1. Scotland? Really?
Zelda Hicks had been leaning on the desk looking at her colleague Emery's computer screen as he flicked through various websites belonging to Scottish castles. The white leather-heeled boots she had worn to the office that morning were killing her ankles, so she sat down gingerly next to him instead.
"Afraid so, darling. The boss has her heart set on it. Stone Castle, brooding lochs, all the haggis you can eat. This whole collection's tartan."
Her British colleague, Emery, the photographer for the Village Receiver, a small but respected New York newspaper, tapped a pile of test shots on his desk. Zelda flicked through images of red, blue, and purple tartan pencil skirts, one-shoulder mini-dresses, and revealing bustier tops worn by models. She lowered her reading glasses onto her nose, pushing her black fringe out of the way. She'd just started wearing glasses for reading and screens, and tended to put them on her head when she was working. But then she'd forget where they were and spend 10 minutes searching her desk until Emery or some other kind soul pointed them out.
"Shooting in Scotland's so unnecessarily expensive, though. We could do it in Queens and it'd look just fine. Union Square. The long..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?